Parshas Vayigash, Beis Tfilo, Tov Shin Ein Vov. Hanukkah has just passed. The sweet memories, the smell of the burning oil is still in the air. The calories of all those donuts are still inside us. There was a person who said, "Thank goodness Hanukkah is over. I am happy the Nes has finished." He was asked why. Why do you say such a thing? He said, if the Nes would have continued, I would be stuck. Why? Because my menorah was full up. On day 8, my menorah was full. If there'd be another day, I'd have no room. Thank goodness it's over. There's a certain point about Hanukkah that can only be spoken about after Hanukkah. On Hanukkah we praise the Hashmonaim for their courage, for their spirit, for fighting for the Yiddishkeit. Amazing. We spent 8 days talking about their wonderful merits, and we all wish to continue in their footsteps. But after Hanukkah, there's a certain downside we need to focus on as well. You can't speak about it on Hanukkah, only after Hanukkah. Is there any member here of the Choshev listeners who can trace his lineage to the Hashmonaim? What could be the greatest chus? Is anyone here who can say, get up and say, I am a Ben Achar Ben from Yudah Maccabi? Is there any such a person? Thank goodness, no. I'm happy to say there's no one here who can trace his lineage to the Maccabi, to the Hashmonaim. Why is that happy? Is it Gora from any Rebbe, from the Goyen, from the Rashi that people trace themselves to the Chasam Sofer? What's wrong with being traced to the Hashmonaim? The answer is, the Gemara says, whoever says, claims it from Beis Hashmonaim is an Eved. Because the Beis Hashmonaim were wiped out. There are no more Hashmonaim left. Farvos. Why? How could it be? Such great people. Whereas the Ramban says that Lulei Haim, the Chassidim Elyonim, without them the Torah would have been lost. Yiddishkeit would not exist today anymore had it not been for the Hashmonaim. How could it be such people were wiped out? Says the Ramban in Parshas Vayechi on the pasuk of Yosu Shevet Yehuda. Dr. Ramban, because as great as they were, they made a mistake. And from this mistake, we need to learn from. What was their mistake? They did great. They saved the Jewish people. They saved the Yiddishkeit. But the mistake was that as powerful, as influential as they were, they overstepped the limits. And they took upon themselves to be a king. And that was a mistake, because the Torah says, Lo Yosur Shevet Yehuda. Kings? Oh, the Malchus is for you, they're not for you. So as great as they were, the fact they took the initiative, they waged the wars, was great. Wonderful what they did. They got a nes, a kiss, Me'ashamayim, and Nishiko. They got. But they should have stepped down. They should have said, Ad kan, Ad Kanakofa base, Ad Kanakofa gimel, and she'll step down finished. The mistake was that they felt they have so much to give over, they have so much to govern, to help guide the people, they continued the position and they didn't step down. And because of this fatal mistake, they got wiped out. As they zok the Ramban in Parshas Vayechi, the message for us is, we also have positions, we're very influential for our children. We guide them, we build them, we advise them, we give them all we have. Wonderful. But we can also make that mistake. And the mistake is, there could come a period of time when you have to sit back, sit down, and let go. What do you mean? But we feel we have so much to give them. Our life experiences, our advice, our shkofers, we want to give it over. There comes a time where you have to say, Ad kan hakofa beis, Ad kan hakofa zayin, and let go. How many families have been destroyed because the well-intended parents who mean the best intervene and interfere? Let them learn from their own mistakes. Let them lead their own life. Keep your life experiences to yourself. I still remember in school, the teacher came in, said everyone has to fold their arms and zip their lips. You want to do this? Let's go. To zip our lips. There comes a time when you have to step down. Don't make the mistake of the Chashmonoim. The Chashmonoim didn't step down, they didn't stop. That's why I say, on Hanukkah, you can't speak about this. Somatim, Hanukkah, we speak about the wonderful things they did, and they did wonderful things. Not taking it away. But after Hanukkah, we have to remember a lesson. A lesson to learn from what they, to not to do what they did. And we have to sometimes step down and be quiet. We're in the middle of the suspense. We're in one of the most exciting stories we find in the Tanakh, where the brothers come down innocently to buy food, and they're accused of being spies, complete lie. Then the king of Mitzrayim twists their arm to bring Binyamin down. There's no choice. Food has run out. Binyamin comes down. They have a meal with him. They drink together. Great friends. And as they leave, as we learned at the end of last week's parasha, they're called. They're stopped by the police. They said, "Hey, why did you steal the gavia?" And they say, "Well, we didn't steal the gavia." And say the brothers, if you'll find the gavia by us, whoever took it, whoever you find it by, should be killed. And we'll be slaves as well. But the search took place, and the gavia was found by Binyamin. They come back to Yosef, and Yudah says, "We all avodim. Hinenu avodim l'adini, gam anachnu v'gam asher nimtza gavia biyotai. We're all your slaves." Says Yosef, "Vayoyim echoli leolil ma'asei zois." No, I wouldn't do that. That's not justice. Ha'ish asher nimtza gavia biyotai. The man that we found the cup by, who yeli abed? He'll be my slave. V'atem alu l'shalom l'avicha. Ma'piton. We do justice over here. Maybe by you, you catch one guy, you imprison everyone else. We're a land of justice, and whoever had the gavia, the thief, will keep him as a slave, and everyone else can go home. Then Yudah starts to speak, and that's this week's parasha. And the end, Yosef confesses. Says the Medrash Rabba, Parasha Tzadik Gimel Oy Zayin. The Medrash quotes the pasuk HaChochma to Oyz LaChocham. The wisdom gives strength to the Chocham. Says the Medrash, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, B'Shasha Tofas Yosef Atzadik as Binyamin. When Yosef caught Binyamin and he told them, Ha'isha Sheninza Gavir B'Yodei Hu Yeli Aved. And he said, whoever, the man I found the Gavir by him will be my slave. Omar Le'Yudo, Binyamin Atofus. You think you can hold Binyamin V'Sholem Ebeis Abba? You think you're going to have peace? Miyad Kras Yudo. Yudah gets angry. V'shohad v'kol godol, and he shouts, roars in a loud voice. V'horach koylo habar mois parasad, and the voice travels 400 parasa. Ache shoma chushim ben don. Chushim was deaf, and he heard in the Eretz Canaan. He heard the roaring of Yudah. V'kofat meretz Canaan, and he came to join in. Don't remember Chushim. Don't forget Chushim ben don is the one who knocked the Esav's head off. It's not kedai to stand next to him when he gets angry. And he jumped, and he got visa there, came from Eretz Canaan, it's Yudah. V'shogu shneim, they started to roar. U'bikshu Eretz Mitzrayim l'ofech aleim. And they're going to overturn Mitzrayim. And Shekevan Shekoas Yudah, says the Medrash, Noshru shineim shekulam. People's teeth started to fall out. It was mamash pachat chodim. At pure fear, and the brothers also start to get angry. They were kicking the ground. The ground became ditches and ditches. And Mamash Yosef sees what's happening. He sees signs that Yudah's getting angry, because Yudah started to bleed. There's a sign he gets angry. Well, the Medrash says he had his hair his hair on his heart that cut through five layers of clothes. Yosef realized Mamish is a nuclear bomb is about to go off. So Yosef kicks the Evan that he was sitting on. Asosha Galcha Lavonim. Yudah realizes he's also a Gibor. Boise Shah, Ochaz Yudah Charboy. Yudah takes out his sword to kill Yosef. It couldn't come out. Omar Yudah Vadai Zeira Shemayim. Yitach Nema Chochma To'ez Lechochma. So Yosef's wisdom somehow saved his life. Very dramatic Medrash. Okay. To summarize things in a nutshell, Yudah's getting really, really angry. He was trying to pull it out of its shield, and it couldn't come out. Somehow this to do with Chochma and Yosef. Something to do with Yosef's Chochma, basically. Anyway, Lamaisa Yudah is getting really, really, really angry. The question is, what are you angry about? Why are you getting angry? You said yourself, Yudah came and said, we'll all be slaves. He said it. He came to offer at the very end of Parshas Mikates, and says Yudah, Hinenu avodim la'adoni gam anachnu gam ashanitza gavir b'yodeh. Yudah understands that, you know, it's a serious offense. He caught stealing. Maybe he doesn't even know. Maybe Yudah's even willing to consider that Yaman did steal the cup. These are the facts. The facts are the cup's by Binyamin. Yudah comes and says, we're all going to be avodim. Comes Yosef and he says, Mifza, Hanacha, discount. Instead of all of you being avodim, I just keep Yosef. I keep Binyamin. Yudah blows his top. Now Yehuda gets really angry. What's going on? You're going to keep Binyamin? Think that's what you're going to do? And Yehuda goes nuclear. Atta de Gachi is about to kill Yosef. Makara, you said yourself. That's how you opened up negotiation. You said we're all avodin. And Yosef says, you know, you're right, but by me, one's enough. Just the thief himself. So why are you getting angry about? Huh? Yeah. So why are you getting angry? So, but you said everyone, now it's only one. So is that bad? Is that bad? Ashver Medrash. So I saw in the name of, I think, Rabbi Avraham Yaffin, there's a big difference. Yehuda suggested we'll all be avodim. If we'll all be together physically, will be a very, very difficult time. We'll all be avodim. It's not easy to be a slave, but spiritually we'll be alright, because we have all the Asar Shvatim together with Binyamin. You ever say that we'll look after each other? Spiritually will be alright. Physically it will be difficult. Am Yisrael is used to physical problems. We still survive with exiles and afflictions. We used to that. We can still survive with that. But in Yosef's suggestion, it'll just be Binyamin. If that's the case, he'll be by himself. Then there's no chance that he'll survive spiritually. To be by himself in Mitzrayim, in Tumas Mitzrayim, it's Kimat. The chances are he will not be able to hold himself spiritually. For that, we go crazy. For that, no pshoras. Yehuda gets angry. It's the same idea as the Chashmonoim. For physical exiles, physical galus, physical sorrows. No, Am Yisrael accepts that. We daven, but we accept that. When it comes to a shmad ruchni, no sorrows. The message for us is: we're bothered. Yeah, all sorts of things we feel get very upset about. The overdraft, the job, the neighbors. Why didn't the Gabba give me shlishi? He only gave me shvi. I didn't get shlishi last week. There are many things that bother us. We should know what really needs to bother us is our spiritual. Why do we do better? What about our mitzvahs? What about our Torah? That's what should bother us. The bank accounts. The car that broke down, the mazgana needs to be fixed. That's the physical. That should all be secondary. What should get us angry and ticking and upset is the ruchnius. Where am I? That's what should make us angry and down. The physical, no. What will be, instead there. Unfortunately, for us, it's the other way around. When the car breaks down, we're really upset. We missed the shachris. No. Missed the charusa. Spaced out. Wasted time. Seder. Be normal. So, that's the message we can learn. To know what to be upset about. Be upset about ruchnias. Realize, remember, that our biggest enemy in life, not the bank manager, not your boss, it's your yetzer hara. He's our biggest enemy in life. He's the person we need to hate the most. Sorry?
When you tell us that we will be avodim, is there, after not long, the Benisrael
welcome. After I finish, you're welcome to speak. Say, you're welcome to say whatever you want. I'm not aware of it, but could be. Nice job. Yes.
Judah obviously knew about the first bit in the Sarim. And so we were going to be Avadim for 400 years. So of course he didn't want to be an Eved Yosef, but he knows it's going to start at some point. Lav Dafka in the Sarim, but maybe this is it. So if they're all taken, okay, great, so the clock will start now. But if they're only taking Binyamin, that doesn't accomplish anything. That's just like, that's terrible. Binyamin's going to be an Eved. But if they take us all, okay, fine, so the clock will start now, so it'll start at some point.
Sure. Say that. Shivim Parim Natayra. I don't own. I have no copyright. Yaakov comes down to Mitzrayim. Yosef, he preps them. Listen, we're going to go to meet Paroi. Vahoya, this we find in Perek Mem Vav, Pasuk Lamed Gimel. Yosef preps him what to say, as you're going to meet Mitzrayim. Vahoya ki yikro lachem paroi, vahoma mama seichem. He's going to ask you, who are you? What are your talents? Vahmautem anshe mikna yu avodecho. We're simple people. We're not sophisticated. We don't know anything about computers, high tech, space travel. All we know about is minureinu v'adato gam anachnu v'gam aviseinu. We are anshe mikne rebotecho. We're simple people. We don't understand much about economics, physics. We're mama simple. We even cab drivers. We're not even that level. Cab drivers have satellites. They have we are shepherds. We know nothing. Anshe miknu yavodecho minureinu adato. Gam anachnu, it's not just us. Gam avoseinu, mamish, we're a bunch of nobodies. This is what Yosef preps them to say to the Pari. Ba'avur teishu beret goyshem. The whole purpose is that Pari shouldn't want to get it to that you should work for him. So we should be able to live in Eretz Goshen. We find many times in this parasha Eretz Goshen is mentioned. Says Rashi, Eretz Goshen he tzricha lachem she Eretz Miret. Eretz Goshen was a place where there was pasture land. Because she'toimu loy she'en atem bekim b'melacha acheres. When you're telling that you don't know any other melacha, yarchikchem mi'olav, he'll send you away. Yoshiv Chem Sham. He'll send you away and he'll put your position over there. Says the Kriyokar as well. Tachlis Korat Vormeil. The whole purpose of this discussion and this, the setup to go to Goshen, Teshiachik Chem Paroi Mi Olav. You should be able to keep away from Paroi. So we learn from here a very important yesod. That Am Yisrael were coming to Mitzrayim. They didn't want to integrate into the Egyptian society. Bechlal not. They didn't want to be part of it. Obviously, in a way of shalom, not in a bad way. But they wanted to keep to themselves. They didn't want to. They wanted to keep their own culture, their own ideals, their own ideas, and therefore they did all they can to be able to get to Eretz Goshen, which is away from Paro. Everyone knows the famous Rambam. In Hilchos Deos, where the Rambam says in Perek Vav, Hilchos Deos, Derech Briyase Shel Odom Yis Nimshach B'Deosov U'B'Maisov V'Charev V'Chaverov. It's the nature of a person to be influenced by his friends' thoughts and deeds. If you live in a society where morals are corrupt, it will influence you. If you live in a society where morals are good, will be influence you. That's derech of Odom. Lefikach, says the Rambam, tzorech Odom nischaber letzadikim. Person has to make sure to be in surroundings where people are tzadikim, because he'll be influenced for the good. Vizrachik min ha'shoim, and keep away from the shoim, because you'll be influenced for the bad. Therefore says the Rambam, if you're in Medina where everyone's bad, you've got to run away, go to the Midbarais. This is the Rambam in Sefer, it's not the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnai. This is the Rambam in the Yad. It's Halacha. This is Halacha. So therefore, in line with that, Am Yisrael are coming to the Chochmas Mitzrayim, it was Mokim HaChochmah, and they didn't want to be part of it. Obviously in a clever way, they didn't want to offend them, but they made sure their best. Tachlis Kol HaDvarim Eilu is to be Shachitchem, that power you should wish to send you away, be in the pasture land, and keep to yourself. I saw in a sefer called Ma'amakim by Simcha Mandel, and he says, he proves there's a deeper connection to Goshen. It's not just the Mikra that went to Goshen. In Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, Perek Chof Vav, discussing when Paroi took Sarah, when Avraham Avinu went down to Mitzrayim, Sarah was taken by Paroi, and Paroi wanted to marry Sarah. Says the Birkei Rabbi Elazar, Me'avosai Oisa Paroi. Paroi loved Sarah so much, Kosav Lo Shtar Ksuba. He wrote to Shtar Ksuba, Kol Mamoinoi. He offered Paroi all his, he offered Sarah all his richness, all his money, all his possessions. The Kosav Lo Eretz Goshen La'Achuzah. And as an Achuzah, as an inheritance, he offered the Eretz Goshen. All the money was just for her, not for her descendants. But Eretz Goshen was specifically designated by Paroi for Sarah. Lefikach, Yashvu Yisrael be'Eretz Goshen, Shisha Sarah Imein. Says the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar. That's the reason why we dwelled in Goshen, because it was belonged to Sarah. So we see a connection between Sarah, Goshen, Am Yisrael, and Goshen. And the Fikach, because it was given to Sarah, that's why we dwelled in Goshen. In the Yalkut Shimoni, Ois Kufnun, the Yalkut Shimoni points out, he brings different Tanoim. What does Vayigash mean? Vayigash. Rav Yehuda Oimer, Vayigash el Rav Yehuda in Agosha elo Mulchama. It was Nigash for war, for battle. Rav Yosi Oimer, it's Loshen Nezifa, rebuking, despising. Shenemar Vayomu Gash Hala by Loit, when he tried to speak up for his Orchim, the people of Zion said, Gash Hala, get out of here, keep away. Loshen Nezifa. Rav Meir Oimer in Vayigash El Loshen Shalom. Rav Yehuda Oimer in Vayigash El Loshen Tanchumin. Shenemar Vayigash Vayishakloi. We see the word Vayigash can have opposite meanings. It could mean Vayigash of Milchoma, of Nezifa. It could mean Sholoim and Tanchumim. It says the Sefer Ma'amakim, Goshen has the same, also has, it has the word Vayigash. Goshen, Gash. Right, we find there's a word called Pilegesh. It's a connection. There's a certain type of limited connection. Pilegesh. A Gesher. Bridge that connects. Goshen was the land where Paroi was trying to connect to Sarah. It was given to Sarah to form a connection. He wanted Sarah to marry him, but Sarah refused. She stood strong, and she didn't connect to Paroi. Therefore, when the Medrash says that Am Yisrael, they were given Goshen, the Fikach, why did they go to Goshen? Because it was given to Sarah Imenu. It's the same point. Vayiga, Goshen, is a land, on one hand, it could be used to make a connection, or it could be used to disconnect. When Am Yisrael went to Goshen, they went b'toya Sarah Meinu. By Sarah Meinu, she was so strong, she didn't want to be connected to the Paro. That for Am Yisrael, they were, when they went to Goshen, the reason why Yosef was guiding them, go to Goshen, was to disconnect, to be distanced from Paro. Which is in line with all that we said. Shiachichem Yolov. That's the koach of Goshen, to be Roshan Harchoka, not the Roshan of Kirva. The message for us is that we're also in a surroundings where we have foreign cultures. We're hit with foreign cultures. Arsius, the culture we live in, the Tarbus, is all about money, about Oidam Hazeh, about Gashmias. Non-Torah values. Gays. A gay is Kodesh Kodoshim. It's Kodesh. I was told that if you say anything against gays, you're finished. You are finished. If you're in the Kirov world, you say one, a half a minute, that's mashma, that you're against gays, you are branded as a racist, and you're finished. Encha. These are opposites of Torah values. So therefore, we have to have the same thing. Is have to be an Eretz Goshen, or a person as much as he can, as much as a shayach, make sure his family. He's in Eretz Goshen. Obviously, derech shalom, not offend people, but to be yourself, to be, make sure you're in the surroundings of tzaddikim, not of rishoyim, because we get influenced. Therefore, to avoid the negative influences, make sure we get positive influences. That's the lesson we're learning. Had all the shtadlis, the whole setup, they made sure to be Goshen, to have the power of sorrow to resist. And to be separate, to be ourselves, not to have negative influences, rather to build upon ourselves positive Torah influences, Torah values, how important it is to make sure the family, a person does need to be exposed for his work, to minimize it as much as possible, not to be part of social medias, v'chulei, which are not necessary for his parnasa. All these things are, that is the opposite of what Am Yisrael were doing. In Perek Mem Vav, as Yaakov is preparing to come down to Mitzrayim, Yaakov is worried to leave Eretz Yisrael. Hashem appears to him in Perek Mem Vav, Pasuk Beis. Vayoyim Elokim liYisrael b'marois halayla. Vayomer Yaakov, Yaakov, vayomer Hineni. At night, b'maros halayla, Hashem comes to speak to Yaakov. Says the Meshech Chochma. There's only one other place we find this idea of layla. In Parshas Vayetze, when Yaakov was coming, was leaving to go to Chutz La'aretz, there's also that he appeared to him at night. Balayla. Why? Vosepes, we don't find this by Avraham, by Yitzchak, we don't find this concept of Maris Alayla. Says the Meshech Chochma, because Yaakov was on the way to Golas, he was the way out to leave Eretz Yisrael and to dwell in Mitzrayim, to dwell in the Golas. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals to him a Balayla. Layla symbolizes the Golas, and the message is that even in Golas, you can have Mara Navua. As the Gemara says in Megillah, Galu Lebavel Shechina Imoyim. Wherever they went, there was still Shechina. Probably a different type of Shechina, but even in the Golos, there's still Shechina. Therefore, B'mara Salayla, the time of Choshech, where it seems to be that we've lost our connection, even then it's Shaykh to have Shechina. Aye, the Gemara says not that way. The Gemara says there's no Shechina in Chutz. You can't have Nevuah in Chutz Laretz. How could it be Maris HaLaila? The Gemara says if you started to have Nevuah in Eretz Yisrael, you can continue. That's how Yechezkel Novi could have Nevuah, because he got already in Eretz Yisrael. So if it's a continuation of the Hemshech of Eretz Yisrael, even if you go to Chutz Laretz, you can have Nevuah, but Maris HaLaila. Says the Meshech Chochma. That's why Avraham Avinu was Metakin Shachris against Keneged Korban Tomei Shachar, and Yitzchak was Metakin Mincha Keneged Tomei Shabena Arbaim. These Korbanos can only be offered by day. They cannot be offered by night. The Yaakov Avinu, he's Metakin Mayriv Keneged Abdorim, which are the limbs. They can be burnt by day and night. Even at night time, they're kosher. If started by day, if the korban was sacrificed by day, you can continue into the night, and that was the Maris HaLaila of Yaakov. And that's the pasuk that says Yan Hashem b'yom tzara yisagev Hashem Eloikei Yaakov. B'yom tzara, who can help you? You're in the galus, Eloikei Yaakov, because Yaakov operates in the night as well. But Maris HaLaila, even the galus is still the koach of Yaakov. Zok the Meshech Chochma. There's a tremendous Yotze Mizelon Musar Haskel. There's a tremendous message over here, says the Meshech Chochma. That when we're continuing the tradition, we're continuing the chain. Kasher Yisrael Oichzim Ala Kabbalah Noisa Voichim Badar Kevelimud Abayseichem. When we're continuing the previous Doros, then we're a strong nation. Because we're mamshich the day into the night. We're mamshich that koach, we can have, even at night time, we can have Mara Nevuah. Even Balayla. But when we forget the Bris Abeisenu, we want to disconnect and cut off, then we're all by ourselves, and we have no power. Then you have Ein Shechina Shoreh B'Chutz Laretz. We lose our power of being a strong nation. If we're connected, we stay strong, because we're still mamshich. We mamshich the koach of Yaakov, of Laila. We mamshich Nevuah at night into the galus. But if we want to be a new nation, we say, oh, we're now independent, Am Chadash, then we lose our power. And who are we? We lose the koach Hashchina. As the Meshech Chochma says right there, how important it is to the Mara, the koach of Yaakov is, if we connect to Yaakov, we mamshich the day into the night, and we can still be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the most difficult of times. Hashem is still with us. We try to start afresh, then when Chutz Laretz, when the galus, we're not entitled to our strength, which is our kirbas Hashem. In Parshas Vayechi, Pasuk Memtes, Perek Memtes, Pasuk Aleph, says Vayikra Yaakov al Bonav Vayomer, Hey Osfu Vagid Elochem, Esa Sheyikra Eschem Ba'achris Hayomim. Gather together, and I will tell you what's going to be Ba'achris Hayomim. It says Hey Osfu. Look at the Medrash. What was he gathering together about? He was warning them about machlekes. Omalun, kiukulchem asifu achas. If you all be everyone together, asifu achas. He asfu. Hodu dichsev. And the Medrash quotes our haftorah. The haftorah parshas vayigash is about nevuas Yechezkel. Yechezkel is told, Kach lecha eitz echot, take a piece of wood, v'ksev elav Yehuda v'levnei Yisrael chaveiro. Write on the one piece of wood, one eitz, write Yehuda v'nei Yisrael chaveiro. That's the way we pronounce it. But the way it's written is chaveiroi, in the singular. V'lekach eitz echot, v'ksev elav l'yosef, eitz Ephraim, v'kol beis Yisrael chaveiro. Again, it's written we pronounce it plural, it's written singular. Says the Medrash, Nasu bnei Yisrael aguda achas. If we all get together, we're all one aguda, then atkinu atzmechem negula. This will, that brings the gula, because it says, as the Medrash, as the Haftarah says, Vasisi eschem negoyechot. Bekitza, from this week's Haftarah we learn, what Yaakov's been tzavei us, we will all be together, we have achdus, this is the achana for the gula. Yiratzen, we shouldn't have machlekas, at least among ourselves, we can control, we can't, things will be beyond our control, but at least among ourselves, make sure not to be part of machlekas, and to realize, Hashem wants, which father wants to see his children in strife? Which father feels happy his children having a fight at the Shabbos table? It's not a tzura for the father. He wants his family to be happy together. Likewise, we're all bnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants Am Yisrael to be together. Asfu basifu achas. And this is the achana for the gula. Shabbos, thank you very much. Our next share will be about, is there an obligation to respect the grandfather? Are we only obligated to respect parents? Does it include grandparents as well? And to do with this week's parasha, as we shall see. Thank you very much. Have a good Shabbos.